Okay, Frelich Chanukah. I'd like to share with you Chanukah thought. I had to find something connected to Avodah Zarah, but you'll see it really is connected. I want to be magdim by sharing with you one of my favorite short vertloch regarding Chanukah, and then build on it with the shtickle Torah I want to tell you. There's an idea that the seven Yom Tovim of the year, which are the three regalim, the Shalosh regalim, Chanukah, Purim, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur, those seven regalim, correspond to the seven mashkin, the Yad Shachatam. You all know that there are seven mashkin that are machshel lekabel tumah, seven types of drink, Yad Shachatam, Yayin, and Dvash, and Shemen, and Cholov, and Tal, and Yad Shachatam. And $1 was Dvash, one is Dam, is blood, and one is Mayim. There are seven mashkin. And they correspond very well with the Shalosh Regalim, because the Shalosh Regalim, let's go through them. Yad Shachatam, Yayin is Purim, the seven Yom Tovim. Yayin is Purim, Dvash is Rosh Hashanah, Shemen is Chanukah, and Cholov, Shavuos. We bench Tal on Pesach. And Dam, blood itself is Yom Kippur. It says the Dam das Tasmai Fim Kippurim is a Kapara. And Mayim is Geshem. We bench Geshem on Sukkot. So the seven correspond to the seven. That's a very nice idea. A deeper Havana in it is that of all the seven Mashkin, five of the seven occur naturally in the world. There's water in the world, there's dew in the world, there's milk in the world. Two of them, wine and oil, have to be produced. You have to take the grapes that the Rabbi Shalom gives us and make the wine. You have to take the olives and make the olive oil. And those are the two Yamim Tovim that are in the Kayach of the Rabbanim. The Rabbanim created it. The Torah didn't give us Chanukah and Purim. It sort of gave us the grapes and the olives, and from that the Yamim Tovim came. And in that idea we understand the Chanukah and Purim, we always understand, is a time of Kimu V'Kiblu, or a time of a Hisgabrus in Chochmas HaTorah. Now, how that fits into Chanukah is something that I'd like to share with you a thought this evening. And it begins with the Rambam. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, adds in the Kuda. We all understand Chanukah is the Nes of the Pach HaShemen and the Nitzach and HaMulchama. Two things that we mark with Chanukah. The Rambam actually adds a third thing. When he says right away in the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, he writes that Acharicha Malayim Alkei Aviseinu Vashia Miyadam Vitzilam V'Gavru Bnei Chashmonam Akeinim Agdeilim V'Horgum V'Shu Yisrael Miyadam V'Midu Melech Min Akeinim. Then he says V'Chazra Malchus LiYisrael Yesar Al Masayim Shana Ad Churban Hashayim. But part of the simcha is that the Malchus returned to Klal Yisrael for more than 200 years until the Korban. He was a Malchus in Klal Yisrael. So he says, Netzach and HaMelchama, Malchus, and then he brings the Nes of the Pach HaShemen. The idea of the Malchus is why we are allowed to say Hallel. On Purim we don't say Hallel, because Akati Avdi HaShverish Anon. And on Hanukkah we do, because Chazra Malchus to Yisrael, Yosem Im Hashem Masayim Shana. That's what it says here in the Ramah. So there are two questions on this Rambam. There are two difficulties. One difficulty is, what's the big simcha Chazur Malchus LiYisrael? The Ramban says in Vayechi that it was a terrible thing that the Chashmonaim took the Malchus. It was not a schus, it's not something to celebrate, that Chazur Malchus LiYisrael is a reason to celebrate. So it's a Ramban, it's not a Gemara. The Rambam could argue conceivably with the Ramban. But the Gemara does say that nobody survived. The Malchus Beis Chashmonaim was killed out by Herodes. And for that reason, it seems like the Ramban, that it's an Avla. And yet the Rambam says it, Kilu, it's a Simcha, the Chazra Malchus. That's one Kasha on the Rambam. The second Kasha is a Stira.
As the king. Was that
concept of Malchus there was, but it shouldn't have been the Cheshmanon. Okay. Okay, so you see the first kasha. Let's see the second. Okay. They held it false. So what he's saying is that Malchus became available to Klal Yisrael. That's a simcha. It was misused. That's what you're saying. It could be. What bothered me more is that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Tes, that was the Amid that had the whole timeline from Avram Avinu till the Korban, says that Malchus Cheshmonai Bifnei Abayis Meya V'Sholosh. Says the Cheshmonai were only kings for 103 years. It doesn't say that the Hordas came along. Hordas was an Eved that killed them all out. It's a Gemara that the Malchus returned for 103 years. And the Rambam says, Yasim HaMasayim Shana, that it was over 200 years. It seems to be a steerer to the Gemara, which says 103 years. Here it says 200 years. I look in the Frankel Rambam in the index, it doesn't even bring any Marimachimus. Somebody should ask the Kasha. Right? He says that Malchus Chazor for 200, and he says that it was, Gemara says it was a Kuf Gimel Shana, it was 103 years. It's something that begs an explanation. And I saw a chiddush. Now this is, I saw Rav Shishon Pinkus brings it in the Sefer on Chanukah in the name of Rav Hutner, who's quoting the Rama Mipano. He doesn't give the Maramokim for the Pachad Yitzchak. I don't think it's in the Sefer, or for the Rama Mipano. But he says a beautiful idea. You all know the Gemara Darshins Lo Yosu Shevet Mi Yehuda Mechaking Mi Bein Raglav Lo Yosu Shevet Mi Yehuda. Are the Rosh Hagolish of Bavel? Mechaikim Ibn Raglav, that's Hillel Ubonov, that taught Torah in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara there seems to say, we also shave in Yehuda, that's the Pasuk that the Ramban is bringing against the Cheshmonaim. And there it says that the Rosh Hagolish and Hillel Ubonov are somehow a kiyum of Malchus Beis David. The Ramami panel learns that Malchus returned. It returned to Klal Yisrael. But if you make a calculation, you take up Pirkei Avos, the beginning of Pirkei Avos, it has all the Zugais, and then it has Hillel and Shammai. All the Zugais are not father and son. Never. Then when Hillel came to Eretz Yisrael, suddenly until the Chorban, it was father and son. Even past the Chorban, it was father and son, Hillel, and then a son of Gamliel, and Shimon Gamliel, Blazer Rav Shimon, Rav Gamliel Rav Blaza, and the second Rav Shimon and Gamliel, and then Rabbeinu HaKadosh. If you figure from there, Hillel came around at the time of Hordas, at this 103, about 100, roughly, at the end of the 103-year reign of the Cheshmonaim. Because there was Shimon ben Shatav, who was in the time of the Cheshmonaim, Yanai's brother-in-law, and then came Shmaya of Talion, and then came Hillel and Shammai. So what he says is that Chazar Malchus Yisrael, that it did go back to Malchus Beis David, that the Kiyum was Yaisim Asayim Shana, the first 103 years was Malchus Beis Cheshmonaim, and they had no right to do it, and when the Shemayim, they were destroyed. When they were destroyed, the Malchus went to Hillel Ubanov. The Hillel Ubanov, for that Kufa, until the Chorban, to slightly after the Chorban actually, was the Malchus returned in the sense that the Beis David existed as the Manhigim of Klal Yisrael. That was what?
It wasn't a real Melech.
So if I would say it's Malchus, it would be a Kasha. It's not a real Melech. But the Gemara says, Lo Yosu Shevet Yehuda, which is the Ramban's Pasik, U'mechaikim Mibein Raglav, it says, Zeh Hillel Ubonav Shalom D'Tayr in Eretz Yisrael. So it might be saying it would be a Kasha. But it's a Gemara. The Gemara somehow calls this Malchus. It calls it Malchus. It's interesting that in that Kufa came out in the Tanoim, the expression Man Malki Rabbanan. The expression Man Malki Rabbanan sounds like a nice thing, Man Malki Rabbanan, which Rav is a Melech anyway. It's not real. But it comes out very beautifully that the expression Man Malki Rabbanan came pumped in that Kufa where it was such a Kufa of Lein De Tyra, that was a kiyum, a sort of a kiyum of the Malchus of Malchus Beis David. Now, what? Okay, it was Chazar Malchus Yisrael. Well, one is more desirable and one is not desirable. But nevertheless, it's the way it happened. That's the key. It's very nice in the Haftarah that we're going to lay tomorrow. In the Haftarah that we're going to lay on Shabbos, which is the same Haftarah as Parshas Baalayscha, I think it's the only double Haftarah that happens every single year. There are other double Haftarahs that could come out. The Shabbos could come out on Rosh Chodesh. It could come out different. Baalayscha is never Rosh Chodesh because it's always the second week after Shavuos. Shavuos is always after Bamidbar. But anyway, Baalayscha and Chanukah is the only double Haftarah that's always. It's fascinating that when you have two Shabbos Chanukahs, that it's also one that you lay twice. The one that you lay. Rani Akara, we don't lay the complete. It's interesting. Haftarah of Noyach is also the Haftarah. Half of it is Kiseitze and half of it is Re'eh. But it's not the same Haftarah twice. It's halves. It starts the same place, but it ends in different spots. Right? Shuva is part of a Yetze. It's part. It's not complete yet.
And then
Avadya also says only once, I think. But in the Haftarah, maybe you'll listen to the words, it says, Vayan, Vayemra Laylaymor. This Haftarah is Zachariah, the beginning of the Bayi Sheni. So you have to know who Zerubbabel was. Zerubbabel was the oldest living descendant of David HaMelech at the time of the Bayi Sheni. He came to the Bayi Sheni already to be king. And he was a great person, the Gemara says. Zerubbabel of Madyama, later, the Nehemiah of 20 years later, is the same person. But Zerubbabel came ready to be king. They came Ezra to be the manig, and Yeshua Kohen Gadol to be the Kohen Gadol, and Zerubbabel to be king. You know, he was ready to be king, but it never happened. So we have in this week's Haftarah, Vayomer Eli Lamer, Zed Devar Hashem El Zerubbabel Lamer. So at the end of the Haftarah, we have the Divrei Nechama to Zerubbabel. As mentioned earlier in the Haftarah, Loi Bechayel V'Loi Bechayach Kim Beruchi Amar Hashem Tzvakas. Loi Bechayel V'Loi Bechayach Kim Beruchi. It's a very power of a statement. You know, I tell you, it's not with force, it's not with energy, it's with my spirit, says Hashem. What does it mean? So, according to the Ramami panel, they say it very beautifully. Zerubbabel came up, he thought it'll be Melech, like all the Melechim. They have armies and palaces and everything that a king has. So, Baruch Shalom said to him, there'll be a Malchus based David in the Bayi Sheni. Loi Bechayev, Loi Bechayev, but not an army type of Malchus. Kim Baruchi, it's going to be Hillel Ubanov. It's going to be the Mechaikim Bibein Ragad, the Melamde Torah L'Kla Yisrael. They're going to be the Kiyum of the Malchus Beis David in the Bayi Sheni. So Al Kaponim, this is the idea I wanted to share with you. We started with the idea that the Bayi Sheni is, Chanukah is supposed to have some message in Limud HaTorah with the, they're all Ramazim. Their mitzvah, the Torah, or could be mitzvah, could be ar. But according to this, there was from it a kiyum of Malchus Beis David in the geder of Malam de Torah. Rabbi Yaakov has on the pasuk Yasher Shev Mi Yehuda a theme he writes about all the time, that by the Bayi Sheni, when they came back, there was a decision to make sure the people don't think this is the Gula Shleima. By the Bayi Sheni, could be people thought this is Mashiach times. Historically, whenever, if you look through the history of Klal Yisrael, every time someone mixed in Mashiach, they went off to Derech. People did very strange things. Every time they became somewhat famous, like Shaftei Tzvi, and some were a little less famous. We have in Tanakh already those who, the Tipach Ruchan Shel Cheshvei Kitzim in Daniel, people who tried to make Cheshbainis of the Kitzim always went bad. Barshetza did it. Whoever made Cheshbainis always went bad. So Rabbi Yaakov writes that when they came back for the Bayi Sheni, they wanted Dafka people should know it's not the Zman HaGula. And with that he explains why they didn't speak Lashon Kodesh. They spoke Aramaic in the Bayi Sheni. Even in Israel they spoke Aramaic. Why did they speak Aramaic? This was just spoken Lashon Kodesh. He explains why they took on the names of the months, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. These are not Jewish names, even though today they're Jewish names. But they're names that they brought back with the Golos. These are not the names of the Jewish months. The Chodesh Ziv, they didn't use the name Chodesh Ziv. And they used Gaiusha names. Again, he said, because they wanted to to make the impression that it's not the Gula Shleima. And he says that's also why they never were mamluch, real malachim, from Beis David, even when they had the opportunity to. He says that was the cheshbon of the cheshbonaim, even though they were wrong for taking for themselves. But he explains that was the cheshbon. And anyway, the malchus of Chanukah is man malki rabbanon, and I guess that explains to a certain degree, answers the stira from the Rambam to the Gemara. Have a Chanukah, everybody.